Fantasy Football Foursome Extra Long version for week 3. And we thank you for skipping over to 941theloon.com or that free fantasy or free 941 94.1 The Loon app. Yikes, man. And being that we're on the app, I just won't go back and edit any of that because, well, that, you don't care. So we're going to keep going with Trenchum and Benchum. We've still got quite a few games to go. Late afternoon games. Justin, we'll keep things rolling. Dallas, Arizona.
Oh, my goodness. This is, this looks like it's going to be an absolute demolition job, which means it'll probably be like, I don't know, 26 to, 17 or something like that, right? All right, CeeDee Lamb just went nuclear last week with 11 receptions for 143 yards against the New York Jets, one of the best secondaries in football. Arizona is not that, so I'm going to go ahead and trench him, although their defense is definitely, I think, better than even they thought it was going to be. They've been keeping them in some games for the most part. So CeeDee Lamb in the trenches, Tony Pollard absolutely trenching him. My defense in our league, the Dallas Cowboys, 100% is in the trenches against Arizona. And it's not a terrible week to trench Dak Prescott either. And if you're getting destroyed by injuries, a little Brandon Cooks in your flex, you could probably do worse than that. And Jake Ferguson at tight end in tight end mandatory. Moving on to the Arizona Cardinals. You got to trench James Conner. The volume play has been working. Everyone talked about it. Everyone said this was a thing. People didn't draft him anyway, but the volume's been working out. 11 points in week one, 16 in week two. He's a 12th ranked running back. Get him in there even against Dallas. Don't expect much. Hollywood Brown as a flex. Dobbs has been, definitely has been better than people thought as well. And then Zach Ertz, the number one tight end in fantasy football, if I'm not mistaken, through 2 weeks. Didn't even know if he's going to start the season or play this season. And he's the number one tight end in fantasy through 2 weeks. So there you go. Well, I think he dropped down. He's top five. Top five. Overdid a little bit. And that's it for this game.
Dallas favored by 12.5. Chicago, Kansas City. Speaking of smash jobs like Justin just did, this could be the same exact thing happening here. Okay, Justin Fields. Probably went quarterback 5, maybe 6, maybe 7 off your boards in all your fantasy leagues. I think this is make or break. He's got the Chiefs. There's going to have to be some points. Are they going to let him just play his game? But this would be, if I was a Justin Fields manager, this would be the end of the experiment for me based on how it goes. You'll find out a lot more, I think, this week. Khalil Herbert not doing a whole lot for you. Roschon Johnson getting some love. Is he startable yet? I don't know if he's startable this week. Who was it that was it the kid from Tampa Bay, the superstar linebacker, Devin Smith? Does that name ring a bell? I think he walked up to DJ Moore during a timeout or something like that and said, they're not using you right, which cracks me up. DJ Moore, nothing more than a flex play right now. Chase Claypool, the what did he call himself? The Mapletron. He trademarked the name Mapletron for himself. Yeah, go get him, Tiger. He had a touchdown last week. I'm still not starting him. Cole Kmet secretly having a decent year, but boy, even though there's going to have to be a ton of passing, I don't know. I think I'm starting DJ Moore. I think I might be starting Cole Kmet if I'm in a really deep league, and I think that's about it for the Bears. The Chiefs, different story. Patrick Mahomes, of course, he's going out there. Pacheco's got a questionable tag. Jerick McKinnon, this could be the game that the Chiefs get ahead of the Bears far enough that you're going to see some Jerick McKinnon and maybe even some Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Again, injury plays only, flex plays only as far as that goes. MVS, sure, why not? Sky Moore had a nice week last week. Sure, let's throw him out there too. But I don't know how long they're going to beat up on the Bears before they start running the football. Kadarius Toney, just based on week one, I'm still not ready to put him out there. And of course, you're starting Travis Kelce. Kansas City favored by 12.5 points. Sunday Night Football, Lyle, Pittsburgh, and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, they were the darlings of training camp and kicking tail in preseason games, but now Not so much. Kenny Pickett hasn't looked real good, and I'm guessing that's a big reason. Well, one big reason is Deontay Johnson's banged up and not playing, but this is a big week for Pittsburgh, and I don't know if I've got too many guys to put in the trenches, because Najee Harris is getting 9.5 touches per game, and he isn't doing much with them. Jaylen Warren's getting 9 touches per game, but seems to be doing quite a bit more with them. Until that formula changes, I'm not sure which one I'd want to play. They both are just probably flexes at best at this point. I think the only for sure guy to put in the trenches for Pittsburgh is George Pickens. Volume dependent play, probably a wide receiver 2 for this week. I'm in a bad spot with Pat Freiermuth. I have him in the Loon League, and he's gotten 2 targets thus far. He's been banged up. I think I'm going to have to play him again yet this week. I don't like that option, but if you're in a tight end mandatory, I think eventually you got to keep trotting him out there and hope for better results. He should get more targets this week. Going to Vegas, I don't think you can play Jimmy Garoppolo, but the good news is the receivers on the Raiders are getting healthy. Davante Adams cleared concussion protocol. He should be ready to suit up, so he's a wide receiver 1. And Jacoby Myers, after a big first week, he had 2 touchdowns and 9 catches. Missed last week, but it looks like he's going to also suit up, and I think you can put him safely in the trenches as a wide receiver 3 or a flex. Josh Jacobs, he's had 28 carries so far, so I think he's still getting the volume. He hasn't not done much with his carries, but I expect a little bit more result on the side of Josh Jacobs. So you can safely put him in, I think, as an RB2. And that's it for both of these sides. I don't think I'm going to play either defense.
Raiders favored by 2.5 points. Justin, 2 Monday Night Football games again. Philadelphia taking on Tampa Bay in the early one.
I don't know what they're doing. At least stagger them so they're not on at the same doggone time. And don't do 2. It's a Monday night. Like, the week has started. It's like, yep, the busiest day of the week for everyone. You're like, let's slam 2 games on here. East Coast, West Coast, be damned. Who cares about time? All right. Anyway, sorry. I'd rather they squeeze an extra Sunday night game in, you know, something kind of in between there. But all right, moving on. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. He's been disappointing so far. But 6 targets last week, not a lot of yards. So we went from no targets in week 1 to good target volume in week 2. Now hopefully week 3 we get targets and some yardage, and you got yourself a solid tight end. And you have to assume DeAndre Swift is the number 1 right now. He looks the most talented. He went off against the Vikes. Keep in mind it was the Vikes rush defense. But he's in the trenches as well. You got to play that hot hand. What I will tell you, if people overreacted and dropped Kenny Gainwell, he's available in like 50% of leagues, and you have a spot available or you have some garbage or need a running back, go grab Gainwell. And after week 1 or after this week, if Swift is a starter and he goes off again and everybody drops Gainwell, also go pick him up because it's DeAndre Swift and he very likely will get injured. For this week, it's the Philadelphia Eagles and it's DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift should be the number 1 back. He earned the spot. He went off last week, but it's Philadelphia Eagles. They may go with Boston Scott, for crying out loud, who I think is nursing an injury, but it could end up being right back to Kenny Gainwell. Who knows? So I'm assuming it's Swift. I'm trenching him. But if you got room, go get Kenny Gainwell just in case. Moving on to Tampa Bay and the surprise play of Baker Mayfield. And I'm here for it. I like Baker Mayfield. You know, he works hard. He's a grinder. And I'd like to see him do well. He went through some stuff in Cleveland, and I'm willing to say, hey, it was Cleveland. You know, nobody does well in Cleveland. They're a disaster. It's an absolute train wreck of a franchise.
Yep.
All right, Mike Evans in the trenches. Chris Godwin as a flex. Rashad White, I think last week was an anomaly, a product of the competition for him, because he did not look good against the Vikings at all. But he's in the trenches this week. He had a big week, too. And if you have a 2 QB league, I'm throwing Baker Mayfield in there as well. We talked a little bit about this early on in the season about one thing Baker Mayfield does do well is he throws a really nice deep ball. He's not afraid to throw it. And Mike Evans is like the best receiver in the NFL for that right now. And it is showing. So, and it's fun. It's fun to watch it. Stay away from the defenses. That's it.
Stop me if you've heard this one. Isolated thunderstorms in the forecast, and Philadelphia
favored.
Philadelphia favored by 4.5 points. Late game Monday Night Football, Los Angeles Rams taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't overthink this. I like Matthew Stafford this week. He's not a top 12 quarterback right now. He might be after this game. Kyren Williams, I dare say he's a running back one. Puka Nacua, do we need to say anything more about him? Hey, he's been invited to Breakfast Club with Stafford and Kupp. So good for him. The question is why haven't Tutu Atwell and Van Jefferson joined that crew? I don't know. But Nacua is
Van Jefferson can't catch.
Well,
that's right.
There's that.
Yeah. I don't know about Tutu, though.
Yeah, and he's another guy who weighs 146 pounds. Tutu. And anyway, Nacua is a wide receiver one, in my opinion. Atwell and Jefferson are flex plays. Tyler Higbee, tight end mandatory start. Sure, why not? He's one of 20 that you can throw in there and see what happens. Over to the Bengals, it's a different story. Joe Burrow questionable with the calf. It's trending like he's not going to play. So who's his backup? Jake Browning. I don't know what that means, but could it get any worse than it has over the last 2 weeks? If you're trenching Cincinnati players like I am, Joe Mixon hasn't done much for you. 15 carries. Travion Williams is actually, well, he's not eating up any carries, but then there's Ja'Marr Chase. Oh man. If you're like me, you drafted him second overall after Justin Jefferson, and he has done nothing, and he's starting to get vocal about it. Give me the ball, and let's get some stuff done. Is this the week for it? I don't know, especially if Jake Browning is the one taking snaps. Higgins is a flex. Boyd, I'm not sure yet, especially with no Burrow in the lineup. Irv Smith Jr., no, I'm not ready to do that. But you got to really keep an eye on what happens with Burrow, and I don't know. I'll leave it up to you to decide. I wouldn't start him this week. Cincinnati favored by 3, and that will do it for the XL part of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Again, we want to thank our sponsors. Go to westcentraltrophies.com and find out more about them. ACC Midwest Transportation, the United States Marine Corps, and Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar. And if we can help you out, again, it's that Loon text line, 320-434-1234. For Lyle Dickman and Justin Havemeyer, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.